We're talking a long time ago that this hasn't really been acceptable thinking, you know, and it really needs to kind of go the way of the dinosaurs.
Welcome to the Call the Vet Show, the podcast that helps pet parents understand and optimize the health of their furry family so they can live the full and happy life you want for them. And here's your host, veterinarian Dr. Alex Avery.
Hello, kia ora, and welcome back to another episode of the show. And today I'm bringing you a question, or more of a comment, I guess, that I got from one of my YouTube videos about ACL rupture or cruciate ligament rupture in dogs. It's a really common problem in dogs, especially our large breed dogs. It's probably the most common joint injury that we see, and the impact of that and the treatment required can be pretty significant. And when I read this comment, I wasn't really sure how to feel, you know, whether to let my heart sink, whether, you know, I was just incredibly disappointed, or actually, I was also very angry that this is still a thing. Anyway, you'll see that it's something that I have a very strong opinion about, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well. And so if you do have a question, if you've actually got an audio comment about any episode and you'd like to start a conversation, then you can record your question or your comment at ourpetshealth.com/question. You can find the links in the show notes as well. And of course, if this episode resonates and you'd like to send it to anyone else who you think would benefit from hearing this message, then I'd love you to send it to two or three members of your pet owning circle, be that friends, families, relations, whatever that may be. But for now, here with the benefits of an AI voice, just to make things a little bit more interesting rather than me read out the comment, here's what we're going to be talking about today.
And now on with the show.
My vet said no pain meds. Took my Aussie in today. Giving it about 3 weeks to see how she's doing before we talk surgery. Said if they had no pain, they would use it more and cause more damage instead of hopefully healing.
Okay, so as I said, that came from a video about cruciate ligament rupture. So if you've ever done your ACL, you'll know that it's incredibly painful. Your knee joint is unstable. And a dog's knee joint is unstable. So very often in the early stages of this rupture, kind of immediately after it happening, or if we're dealing with a partial rupture that has suddenly deteriorated, a dog will be so painful they're choosing not to use their leg at all. They're carrying their leg, and they're not doing that because they know that they need to put less weight through it, and that helps protect it and helps stabilize everything. They're doing that because it's painful, it hurts. There's no two ways about that. And then as it heals, they will use that leg more and more, but they will be limping. They will still be painful, because why do we limp? We limp because we're painful. We also need to consider the fact that if a dog is lifting up one of its back legs, it's changing the weight, it's changing its gait in the other legs. It's putting stresses and strains on the other muscles, which are going to also result in pain. A little bit like us, if we've got a problem with our knee or with our hip, we might get back pain, and that's because it changes how we stand and it changes how we use our bodies, and so we get pain in other areas that are not immediately related to whatever injury or the initiating condition. So, you know, my big take on this comment and what this vet told this pet parent was that this is incredibly old-fashioned thinking. You know, this is going back before I qualified, probably before I even went to vet school, which was, well, I've been a vet for 17 years, I think 18 years now. I went to vet school at the turn of the century. So, you know, we're talking a long time ago that this hasn't really been acceptable thinking, you know, and it really needs to kind of go the way of the dinosaurs, and something that we should never be hearing ourselves thinking. We should never be hearing from a professional. So I was incredibly disappointed to read this. We know that pain is detrimental in a number of different ways. So from the point of view of healing, it actually slows healing of a long-term problem. So it increases stress levels in the body, that slows healing, and that causes prolonged pain. So it can be a bit of a vicious cycle there. We can increase risk of post-operative infection if we later have a surgery. And surgical repair of cruciate ligament is generally the recommended, most appropriate way to the fastest recovery. So that becomes important. We can reduce GI mobility, which has an effect on the microbiome, which has an effect on the rest of the body as a whole. It alters gait, like I said, it affects the rest of the musculoskeletal system. So we'll get pain elsewhere in the body. We'll get wastage of muscle that can take an awful long time, if not be impossible, to recover, especially if we're dealing with an older animal who is not going to be going back to full athletic ability. It impacts well-being. If you're in pain all the time, and it's no different from our dogs, it really gets you down. You're miserable, you're grumpy, you're not happy. So why would we do that to our pets? That also leads to challenging behaviors. We can get increase in fear, anxiety, stress, especially with chronic pain. And when we're dealing with an ACL, a ruptured cruciate ligament, then absolutely we're dealing with a chronic pain situation, because regardless of how things go, we're going to be developing arthritis in that joint in some way, shape or form. So we're dealing with chronic pain. A really big example of this actually is that it has, I say recently, in the last maybe 10 years or so, become apparent that a dog in chronic pain is much more likely to develop a noise phobia. And actually, an older dog who's suddenly become scared of loud noises, that can be an indicator that they are in pain, which otherwise we are not aware of. It remains hidden. And also, leaving them in pain can result in a breakdown in that human-animal bond. If they're grumpy, if they're not interacting with you as much, if they are developing challenging behaviors, then our relationship with our pet can break down. And that is an incredibly important relationship that we have with our pets. It's possibly one of the most important relationships we have in our lives, as I'm sure you'll recognize. So why would we want that to break down? And this all comes through failing to treat pain, giving it 3 weeks. That's a long time to be in pain before we maybe reassess and before we talk about surgery and things like that. That's just really not appropriate in my book. The thinking behind it is also flawed. So those are the negative effects of pain. But, the thinking behind it is, okay, so if we're not treating this dog's pain, they're not going to be using their leg as much. So they are protecting it. So they're not going to be hurting as much because they're not using it. But also in the case of a cruciate ligament rupture, the joint is going to be moving less. And so the body has a better chance of stabilizing it naturally without need for surgery. Now, that's also flawed thinking, because we are in charge of our pet's activity levels. We can confine them. We can use a crate. We can keep them in a small room. We can make sure that they have nothing to jump onto. So we can restrict their exercise so that they're really not doing much anyway. If we're talking about a small dog, we can carry them a lot of the way, carry them outside, upstairs, wherever we need to be. We can use ramps to make sure that our dogs aren't having to jump up into backs of cars and things like that if we can't lift them. We can use a lead and harness. So absolutely, it wouldn't be appropriate for this dog to have off-lead exercise, but we can control their level of exercise and the speed at which they move by using a lead and a harness. We can provide food puzzles and various other mental enrichment opportunities so that they're not going stir crazy. I'm not saying just stick them in a small room, stick them in a crate and leave them there for 3 weeks doing nothing. Absolutely not. But there are things that we can do to take the place of leaving them in pain to make sure that they don't use that leg. So really we are in charge and we can do all of the things anyway that this lack of pain relief is supposedly providing. And then when it comes to pain control, we do have lots of different options. We need to take a multimodal approach. And you'll have heard me say this recently and in plenty of other episodes, that multimodal approach, we need to be tackling pain from lots of different avenues. But certainly drug use is the most beneficial, especially in the short term and especially in the case of an acute injury. And it may be that your dog has got certain medical conditions that mean that one pain-killing option is not the most ideal. But we're lucky we have lots of different options in our arsenal that maybe wasn't the case a few years ago. So really, I hope that puts this thought to bed and I hope it makes you appreciate how inappropriate it is. And if you hear someone saying this, if someone says it to you, if you know you're thinking it, if someone writes it in a forum, you know, hopefully you can nip that in the bud so that we can do the best for our pets to make sure that, yes, they have a great chance of recovery, but also they're comfortable while they're recovering.
Helping your pet live the happy, healthy life they deserve.
Now, if you have a thought on this topic or a comment on any other episode or a question that you'd like me to answer, that's a lot of ors there, you can head over to ourpetshealth.com/question or there's a link in the show notes to this episode as well. And I'd love to hear from you. If you disagree with me, that's absolutely fine. I'd love to have a conversation about this as well. But anyway, that's it from me for this episode. It's wonderful to be sharing time with you again for another episode. But until the next one, I'm veterinarian Dr. Alex. This is the Call the Vet Show, because they're family.
That's it for this episode of the Call the Vet Show. Be sure to visit callthevet.org to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content. We'll see you next time.